Blackstone Publishing presents Impeachment, A Citizen's Guide by Cass R. Sunstein. This book is read by Joe Barrett. To all those who fought and fight for our beloved country from 1775 to the present, I go on this great Republican principle that the people will have virtue and intelligence to select men of virtue and wisdom. Is there no virtue among us? If there be not, we are in a wretched situation. No theoretical checks, no form of government can render us secure. To suppose that any form of government will secure liberty or happiness without any virtue in the people is a chimerical idea. If there be sufficient virtue and intelligence in the community, it will be exercised in the selection of these men, so that we do not depend on their virtue or put confidence in our rulers, but in the people who are to choose them. James Madison. But even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. Bob Dylan. Chapter 1. Majesty and Mystery. It's an old story, and it's probably even true. When the authors of the new American Constitution declared, after their months of work in Philadelphia, that they had finally reached consensus, one Mrs. Powell shouted a question to the revered Benjamin Franklin, then 81 years old. "Dr. Franklin, what have you given us, a monarchy or a republic?" He gave this answer, "A republic, if you can keep it." With those words, Franklin deflected the thrust of the question. True, he didn't refuse to answer. "A republic," he said, "and not a monarchy."